Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
I think Fish performs at the Sturgeon Ball every year. Our 930 Knucklehead runners-up today. How about Bellevue's sovereign nation citizen?
He got pulled over on Saturday because the cop said, that's not a real license plate. And he said, well, I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't have to have a license, insurance, or taxes or anything. And they said, well, then you better have a lawyer. Because we're hauling you off to jail right now. The car's being impounded.
Also going to jail is the scam panhandler in New Jersey. This is a woman who was... she had hoisting up a sign saying, hey, I need money for my baby, okay?
Need some diapers.
She got a picture of her baby. Yeah, I need diapers and all kinds of stuff for my baby. And she was getting money until the cops came by and talked to her and found that she had a $500 purse with the newest iPhone inside and jewelry tucked away as well.
I'm sure a $1,000 iPhone would buy some diapers.
Yeah, I think so. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today. Is Jerry the cocaine dealer?
Knucklehead.
Number one
Jerry
nomination.
Was a cocaine dealer.
Knucklehead.
He wasn't too damn bright.
No, well, Jerry thought he was bright. He had some cocaine to sell Monday morning. Jerry's 51 years old. He lives in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's got this coke to unload. So he was where am I gonna sell this stuff? I know. I'll go to the local rehab facility. And that's what Jerry did. He somehow got himself in the building behind the walls and made quite a scene because, you know, when they were looking for, the folks who were staying at the rehab facility, where is everyone? Where are all of our patients today? Everyone was congregated in one area with Jerry where he was selling cocaine until he was arrested. Our 930 Knucklehead winner today.
He probably going to the vote tomorrow.
Knucklehead. Yeah, I think he will. I think he'll.
I don't know who's been in there the rest of the week, but Thursday's coming in pretty strong.
Let me see. Who do we have? Who have we had this week?
Potential rundown.
We had the folks in Spokane who left their guns, loaded handguns, in their carry-on bags. A number of them, eight of them. In the last month, they got a woman who left her baby at the gate at the airport, and then we got the woman who wanted a selfie with the Jaguar. So there's some good candidates this week. You vote tomorrow morning. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.